Hello, I'm your host, Brenda Nelson, and I'm with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today is Ann Allard. She is the agency university sales trainer, but prior to joining Old Republic Title in 2009, Ann was a title agent, a business owner, and a sales manager. In her current role as vice president, sales training and business development, Ann oversees the mentorship program, and she contributes to and facilitates sales training and customer service programs available at Agency University. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Ann Allard. Hi, Ann. Thanks for joining me.
Well, hi, Brenda. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be with you again.
Absolutely. And as you know, we discuss common sales mistakes and things that people tend to make, how they corrected them, how they overcame them. The mistake today we're discussing is forgetting the value of the dry run. Can you talk a little bit about that? Why is that important?
Oh, I'd be glad to. That's a topic that I'm passionate about. And I think it's probably one of the most important skills that anyone that is in a sales role needs to develop and learn. So, when I think about the dry run or practicing and rehearsing things, I think about things like baseball players or golf pros or even musicians. None of them get good at this by just stepping up to the plate and swinging a bat or swinging a golf ball or a golf club or sitting in front of a piano. What do they all have in common? They all, have to practice that skill and then they get better at it. And I think, for a person that's in sales, the skill that they need to really constantly work on is their communication skills, because you cannot succeed in sales if you can't deliver information in a way that someone is going to be receiving it or is going to be interested or curious about what it is that you have to offer. So practice is, I think, is a skill that everyone should focus on. And if we make that mistake, we're going to strike out. We're probably going to end up with our golf ball out in somewhere in the woods, or we're never going to learn how to play a song. So,
yeah. Well, we need to know what to present also to the agent, because you can't just go in and wing it on a sales call. You need to go in and know what you're going to say, and then practice.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's so
true. Can you tell me a time, maybe when you made this particular mistake and how you corrected it?
Well, it's interesting that you just pointed out how important it is to know what it is, that you're trying to convey to someone. And when I look back over the years that I've been in this, in this industry, I think early on, I made this mistake very often. I was a little bit overconfident. I was sure that I already knew what it is that I wanted to tell someone or wanted to share or teach or deliver. And so I would just get out there and get in front of, whether it was a group of people or it was a one-on-one. Early on, I made the mistake of just showing up and assuming that it was going to naturally flow right off my tongue. Mm-hmm. What I learned was that I ended up with a lot of awkward pauses, saying or very often, and learned that that was really my brain going into panic mode, primarily because I wasn't prepared. And now, in fact, when I listen to someone speak, if I hear a lot of or awkward pauses, I often think, they probably should have spent a little more time practicing what it is that they wanted to deliver. So
interesting.
Yeah. And I think for me, one of the most important things was, first, I had to come to terms with the fact that I didn't know everything. And even if I had it in my head, I had to organize it and sit down, put it together. I even started to write out, a draft of a script of things that I wanted to say. And then as technology improved, I started to record what I was going to say. Sometimes I would even videotape myself and be my own worst critic, well, my own best critic, actually, because often what happened is after I listened to what I had to say, I realized that I didn't convey what it was I wanted to convey, or my tone was off, or I was disorganized in the order of my presentation, or just the flow of the conversation. So spending time doing that really helped me to get better at it. And I would certainly encourage anyone. I mean, it's pretty easy to do that today. Everybody has a cell phone. There's an audio and a video recorder on just about every phone. And it might be frightening at first to listen to your own voice or watch yourself on screen, but it truly is one of the best ways to get good at this. You know, just like, you know, to go back to baseball players or any professional athlete, I think the one thing that they will all tell you is the most important thing that they do every day before a game or a tournament is get out there and take some batting practice or start to swing the club and just get into that groove. And it's really the same thing for all of us that are public speaking or presenting to a small or a large group. It's the best way I know to feel confident and relaxed. My stress level goes down if I've rehearsed in advance, even if I make a mistake.
Exactly. And we have somebody here that practices in front of her family and delivers and gets kind of a critique in that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think the other thing that, you know, I started to read a little bit about public speaking. I listened to podcasts about public speaking, read a couple of books. In fact, one of my favorites is our own Ann Anastasi, who wrote a book called Fearless Public Speaking. I would highly recommend it to anybody. There's some great tips in it. So I started to do those kinds of things. And in time, I got more confident and more comfortable. Again, nobody's going to hit a home run every time they get in front of a group of people, but you'll be more apt to get through it. And you may just get a single. You might not get a home run, but you certainly will improve the delivery of your presentation if you practice. So it is critical.
Yes. So bottom line me in this, what's the best way to recognize and manage this type of mistake?
Well, I think of an old of a quote, and I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said it years ago. And he said, if I have 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend the first 6 hours sharpening the saw. And I think that's really the thing that we have to do is we have to make sure that when we're getting ready to do any kind of presentation, that we factor in the time that we need to take or make to practice the delivery. So that's really one of the most important things that we have to do. I think the other thing, as I said, is use a voice recorder or an audio recorder. Ask somebody to critique you, somebody that you trust, somebody that's going to tell you the truth and isn't going to just say, oh, that was terrific. I want somebody to give me constructive feedback. I don't want somebody to just tell me that I should take a bow. So those are, I think, some of the key things. And then, of course, practice. Just continue to practice it. One of the tips I got from one of the speaker groups that I've joined is that the best way to kind of get into a flow with any kind of a presentation is to just memorize the first 7 seconds of what it is you want to say. And it'll kind of get you into a groove. And oftentimes the rest will just naturally flow or follow because you know what it is you want to tell your audience or the person that you're in front of. And so even if you get off track, it's much easier to get back on track if you've opened with something that you really are grounded in.
That's great. Thank you so much. Well, Anne, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. It was really informative. I want to thank the listeners as well for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.